American Language Course, Book 16, Tape 3A. Hello. Please open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 3A. Look at Figure 1. Listen to some conversations, then circle the letter of the best answer. Number 1.
Why did you salute?
I guess you didn't see that car that just passed.
Sure I saw it. What about it?
It had the general's insignia on the front. Number 2.
What are you doing, Susan?
Well, what does it look like I'm doing?
I just can't believe you're ironing that. I never iron anything.
Yes, and look at you.
Number 3.
You look tired, Aldo. What have you been up to?
Oh, the usual grind. 8 hours a day, 5 days a week.
When are you going to quit that company? You seem to hate it.
Well, it puts food on the table. Number 4.
Hello, Harry. Would you like to go to the opera with me Friday night?
No, thanks. That's not my cup of tea. I prefer something lighter. No classical stuff for me.
Then I guess there's no chance of getting you to the ballet either.
You got it. Before you check your answers, let's listen to the dialogues again. Number 1.
Why did you salute?
I guess you didn't see that car that just passed.
Sure, I saw it. What about it?
It had the general's insignia on the front. Number 2.
What are you doing, Susan?
Well, what does it look like I'm doing?
I just can't believe you're ironing that. I never iron anything.
Yes, and look at you.
Number 3.
You look tired, Aldo. What have you been up to?
Oh, the usual grind. 8 hours a day, 5 days a week.
When are you going to quit that company? You seem to hate it.
Well, it puts food on the table. Number 4.
Hello, Harry. Would you like to go to the opera with me Friday night?
No, thanks. That's not my cup of tea. I prefer something lighter. No classical stuff for me.
Then I guess there's no chance of getting you to the ballet either.
You got it. Now let's look at your answers. Number 1 is C. They are in the military. Number 2 is B. Susan said that her friend's clothes don't look neat. Number 3 is D. They are talking about Aldo's job. Number 4 is A. Harry would rather listen to popular music than classical music. Now listen to a conversation between a clerk and a customer. Don't repeat, just listen.
I'd like some chocolate ice cream, please.
I'm sorry, we're out of chocolate right now. Would you like strawberry or vanilla?
No, thanks. I prefer chocolate.
We'll have chocolate later today.
I may drop by later then. What time will you have some chocolate?
Come back about 4:30. Sorry we can't help you this morning. Now look at Figure 2. Listen to the conversation again. This time, repeat.
I'd like some chocolate ice cream, please.
I'm sorry. We're out of chocolate right now. Would you like strawberry or vanilla?
No, thanks. I prefer chocolate.
We'll have chocolate later today.
I may drop by later then. What time will you have some chocolate?
Come back about 4:30. Sorry we can't help you this morning. Now you be the customer. Read what she says. Begin. I'm sorry. We're out of chocolate right now. Would you like strawberry or vanilla? We'll have chocolate later today. Come back about 4:30. Sorry we can't help you this morning. Now look at figure 3. Look at the example. Listen. I, chocolate. Repeat. I prefer chocolate. Now listen and make a sentence. Number 1. He, strawberry. Repeat. He prefers strawberry. Number 2. She, vanilla. Repeat. She prefers vanilla. Number 3. They, coffee. Repeat, they prefer coffee. Number 4. We, chocolate. Repeat, we prefer chocolate. Number 5. You, lemon. Repeat, you prefer lemon. Now look at figure 4. Look at the example. Listen. Tennis. Volleyball. Repeat. I prefer tennis to volleyball. Now listen and make a sentence. Number 1. Relaxing. Working. Repeat. I prefer relaxing to working. Number 2, reading, talking. Repeat, I prefer reading to talking. Number 3, swimming, jogging. Repeat, I prefer swimming to jogging. Number 4, movies, sports. Repeat, I prefer movies to sports. Now listen to a paragraph about dancing. The word ballet comes from an Italian word meaning to dance, but most of the words used to talk about ballet are French. Some people say classical ballet began in Italy. Others say the first performance of a ballet on the stage was in France. Now there are ballet companies all over the world. Classical ballet hasn't changed very much in 300 years. It still follows rules that began a long time ago in Europe. Now look at figure 5. Listen to the paragraph again. The word ballet comes from an Italian word meaning to dance. Most of the words used to talk about ballet are French. Some people say classical ballet began in Italy. Others say the first performance of a ballet on the stage was in France. Now there are ballet companies all over the world. Classical ballet hasn't changed very much in 300 years. It still follows rules that began a long time ago in Europe. Repeat the new words and write them in the paragraph. Number 1, ballet. Ballet. Number 2, classical. Classical. Number 3, performance. Performance. Number 4, stage. Stage. Now check your answers. Number 1 is ballet. B-A-L-L-E-T. Number 2 is classical. C-L-A-S-S-I-C-A-L. Number 3 is performance. P E R F O R M A N C E. Number 5 is stage. Stage is spelled S T A G E. Now look at figure 6. Listen to 3 more paragraphs about dancing. Listen and circle the correct statement about the paragraph. Number 1. Now there's another type of ballet in addition to classical ballet. It's called modern ballet. It's full of exciting new ideas about dancing. Both types of ballet usually tell a story, but it's a story without words. Only music and dance are used to tell the story. Number 2. Some parts of a ballet are danced by a group of people. Other parts are danced by just one or two special dancers. They must dance extremely well to be chosen to perform alone. It's necessary for either type of dancer to be very serious about his work. Furthermore, it takes many years to train the body well enough to be a professional dancer. Many football players use ballet exercises regularly to become more fit. Ballet dancing builds strong bodies. Number 3. Another type of dancing which borrows from ballet is called modern dance. Usually this type of dance shows feelings rather than telling a story. Modern dance was started about 1900 by dancers who wanted to move their bodies freely. They didn't want to follow the rules of classical ballet. They preferred to move their whole bodies rather than just their arms and legs. Modern dancers train their bodies to move in new and different ways. Before you check your answers, let's listen to the paragraphs again. Number one. Now, there's another type of ballet in addition to classical ballet. It's called modern ballet. It's full of exciting new ideas about dancing. Both types of ballet usually tell a story, but it's a story without words. Only music and dance are used to tell the story. Number two. Some parts of a ballet are danced by a group of people. Other parts are danced by just one or two special dancers. They must dance extremely well to be chosen to perform alone. It's necessary for either type of dancer to be very serious about his work. Furthermore, it takes many years to train the body well enough to be a professional dancer. Many football players use ballet exercises regularly to become more fit. Ballet dancing builds strong bodies. Number three. Another type of dancing which borrows from ballet is called modern dance. Usually this type of dance shows feelings rather than telling a story. Modern dance was started about 1900 by dancers who wanted to move their bodies freely. They didn't want to follow the rules of classical ballet. They preferred to move their whole bodies rather than just their arms and legs. Modern dancers train their bodies to move in new and different ways. Now check your answers. The answer to number one is B. Modern ballet is another type of ballet. Number two is A. Learning to be a dancer takes years of hard work. Number three is C. Modern dancers use their whole bodies. Look at figure seven. At the left of the vertical line, there is a word. When I tell you to start, read across the line as fast as you can. Circle all the words that are the same as the word on the left. You will have 30 seconds to complete the exercise. Ready? Start. Stop. Your time is up. Look at the words again now. You will have time to check and see if you marked all of the right words. This is the end of Tape 3A, Book 16.